Hey hoes. So this week on the show, we don't do shit but talk about being single in the city and a little bit of hot top. So sit back and sip, hoes. Let's get to it. Start your tune for the day.
You didn't even let me start. You couldn't let me sing.
Go ahead, bitch. I was introducing you. Come on, bitch.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
Tonight is the night. Ooh. That you give me some background since you want to be in it. Make me.
I don't want to be in it.
Keep going, baby. You introduce.
You're doing well. I'm Chris Jenner with the camera. Come on, bitch.
You said you'll be Jenner with me. And I
1985.
I hope you will.
Maybe I should put this little screen up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should.
I'm nervous. And I'm trembling. Shout out to Betty Wright. I'm waiting for you to walk in. I'm trying hard to relax. But give me three beats. Just can't keep still. Bro, you fucking suck. Welcome to the show, y'all.
I let him have his
moment.
Welcome
moments.
To the show. You see? I let you have your moment.
Fuck off, Terrell.
You see? You see what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay,
fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And
but y'all know
fuck
what I'm talking
off.
About, and that's great.
Fuck you,
because
Terrell.
You know what's going to happen?
It's Terrell's going to be a bitch.
It's going to be some slow singing and flower bringing over here if you don't fucking
do nothing but be
do
black
right.
And die, bitch. You can't threaten me. I ain't scared of nothing. I ain't scared of shit.
Episode
5.
5.
Welcome.
We're
in.
Here.
We're,
back,
we're late.
Girl.
So what?
So what, bitch, girl?
It was our Mother's Day weekend.
And I've been dodging Corona all weekend. So
strong.
Look.
Strong.
It is what it is. Okay.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the shit.
Okay.
For the culture. Give me the
hit. Well, first off, you wanna do rip you wanna do the rips for the week?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of
it's
rips
like
this week.
2020 ain't playing.
No, people
with
are
no
dying
body.
That have never died before in the
right
words of Donald
Trump.
J. Trump. People are dying.
It's hard
died
out here, girl. I don't know if they dodging the corona and just say, fuck it, this shit ain't gonna get no better. Let me just bow now.
So, RIP to, first off,
Betty Wright.
Betty Wright.
Miss Betty Wright.
Tonight is the night that you made me
a woman.
Don't
the
blame cleanup
Mr. Charlie.
Woman. Mr. Charlie is just a man.
And he ain't doing enough for me.
And he's doing the best he can.
He ain't doing enough for me.
She also said there was an old lady
sitting
under a tree. Girl, she called me over and she said to me, look, my days left here may not be long. Bitch,
I wouldn't waste my time
telling
you
nothing wrong.
Now, love is a
flower.
Love is a flower.
It needs the sun and the rain.
A little bit
of pleasures worth a whole lot of pain.
No pain.
No gain.
Come on.
Yeah, so rest in peace to her and just the bops. The cookout bops that I will not be receiving
all day,
anymore.
All night.
She got her holy key. Shout out to DJ Khaled.
Which was not
which
a good
was,
decision.
Yeah, Betty could have left that one alone. But,
yeah.
Moving right along.
We're going to smooth it right on by.
Yes, we did.
And word to her as well.
We're going to move. We're going to ease it right on by him. Yes, we did. And it became one of our biggest records.
Come on.
Andre Harrell.
Andre Harrell, who?
Founder of Motown Records.
Motown Records.
Records.
You know, Mary.
Uptown Records.
Ooh, because Motown is bitch, glad as night, though.
Yeah, that's the old school.
Back in
the Barry Gordy.
Responsible for people like Mary J. Blige.
P. Diddy.
Like Diddy.
Diddy. The
Maze.
All of that.
All them people. The R&B bitches in the 90s.
Oh, basically. If you heard music in the 90s,
Faith,
East Coast, it was definitely
was,
Andre.
It was Andre.
So
and
big
he
shout
was like
out to
it, making a band. I remember him coming up making in the band and doing all of that. So rest in peace to him. I know Mary probably hurt for real. Yeah,
I know
but
I
know Diddy hurt.
Diddy is hurt. But Diddy losing people left and right.
Left and right.
Left and right. So that's really sad.
Condolences to them.
And then to Lil Richard, who y'all, the architect of rock and roll, and y'all never gave him nothing.
Lil Richard.
Never
never gave him anything.
A motherfucker who can do makeup, hair, weave, wigs, curly weaves, straight weaves, rock and roll, white boy.
I saw an interview. It was him on one of the old school late night shows.
Yeah.
And it was the man said, "Well, I want to ask you a question. Are you wearing a particular cosmetic?" And he said, "Yes, I am.
Wear makeup? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do wear makeup. And what it does is it makes my eyes that are already pretty. It makes my eyes even prettier. It makes my face lighter and brighter and brings beauty to the whole of my face."
With that crinkly, like, curly hair, bitch, that he straightened first. And then he, yeah, I remember when people used to wear their hair crinkly wet before the new girls doing it now. But
no, wet crinkle, though.
Wet crinkle.
Wet crinkle. Not Mexican wet crinkle, but I mean like crinkle, Jerry curl wet.
Yeah. Juicy. Between him and Prince, bitch, all the makeup is going at Sephora if it was worn back then.
Please and thank you.
And I live for it.
I have to stand. Yeah, so rest in peace to him. And there's one more. I feel like we're forgetting somebody.
The dude from Seinfeld and
King of Queens. Oh, that. Jerry Stiller.
I did not know that man was 90 motherfucking like 3.
Was he?
I thought he was like 89.
He was pretty old. He was pretty fucking old. But, you know, I loved him as Arthur. Hell even though as a kid, I used to hate Arthur on that fucking show. Because I'm like, this nigga need to move out. This nigga need to move the fuck out of this house. But I also saw Jerry Stiller came out and did you sing that to me? Jerry Stiller also came out and was talking about it and thanked everybody for reaching out to them. So that was really nice. It was really, really nice.
So how many is that? That's 4.
That's 4 people.
Ooh, that's child. Literally 4 what is people. Going on, baby? Is it in the milk? I don't know.
I don't know. It's something in the Rona. But it's attacking them. And it's not letting anybody go.
It's getting their ass.
It's not letting anybody go. But I think that's all the RIPs this week.
Which is a lot.
Which is still a lot, but we still need. I'll touch on that at the end of this. End of the thing. It don't really matter.
Okay.
Not right now.
So, we want to move into For the Culture?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's going to be my favorite thing.
So, I'll let you do it.
It's going to be my favorite. Like I said last week, y'all told me I couldn't talk about Beyonce for a whole episode, and bitch, you had me fucked up then. You got me fucked up now. Because we just going to start this thing off with the Beyonce and Miss Tina opening up. A testing facility for the COVID-19, bitch, out their own motherfucking pockets.
I stand.
Mind you.
I stand.
She had it a couple of days, 2 days last week. I don't remember the dates.
I don't either.
It was like during the week or some shit. But
it was definitely during the week.
It was from like 11 to 6. You come in, free testing. Anybody can test because other testing facilities, you have to have symptoms or you have to do a reservation.
This one,
you just pull up, bitch, open your fucking mouth. Put the swab in and they'll call you tomorrow. So.
And I heard they were giving out all kinds of supplies.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't
food,
even just that. It was food.
Bitch, you got Pampers for your baby. I don't know, but.
Not for the baby,
though. The baby. And, you know, shit that you need. Necessities. Toiletries. You know, it said pop your trunk to get. What did it say on that flyer?
Pop your trunk to get your goods or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
It was really good. I mean, so yeah, they teamed up with Be Good. And it was Tina Lawson and Be Good. And they did that, which I just think is absolutely amazing. Even after her reaching out on the fucking. I just blanked.
Come on.
Fucking blank. Oh, fuck the mental health awareness thing that she did. She reached out and had a mental health initiative for the COVID, as well as donating and teaming up with Jack Dorsey. I think a lot of people have been doing that. I saw just this past week, I know Rihanna, and it was one more person, I can't think of off the top of my head, who had linked up with him and were doing that as well.
And then another thing, too, she give all her proceeds to the damn Savage remix to Houston anyway. So my bitch, y'all like to say, well, she don't do shit. She don't never. Bitch, once again, proving the
you're
bitch
welcome.
Is wrong. And she's doing it on her own and ain't said shit about it.
You're welcome, girls.
So there
Eat
you go.
Eat your heart out.
So that's For the Culture, bitch. Okay.
Well, while we're talking about Beyonce, let's go ahead and eeker this one real quick. Beyonce. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, let's get them.
Doja Cat. Megan Thee Stallion. I need you all to report to the head bitch in charge office.
Remember you in school and it's like they call your name to go to the assembly because you had like perfect attendance. That's what it is right now.
Yeah, like, this is like the pizza party that you got for reading all the books.
Yeah. So y'all can all come to the party, just you boy. Drake, not you.
Not you, Drake.
Not you. We like you, not you. Let this be what
this
it is.
This is not for you.
You
but
stop trying to be
a damn bitch.
In the word of NeNe Leakes.
But all 4 of those women are at the top of the charts.
Top of the Billboard charts, bitch, and not iTunes, honey.
And I'm not talking iTunes. I'm talking about real pure sales.
Pure sales.
So Say So remix came in at number one.
Which
actually,
congratulations.
Wait, girl.
When we get a coin, we'll get a little sound bar, and we can do a little.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a clap sound.
Clap sound, but girl.
Till then, that was us natural. But y'all should be excited anyway, because those were real hands.
Yeah, they were.
But anyway.
So yeah, she did the damn thing. Her and my fucking Doja, I think they did 60,000 in pure sales alone. That's buying. That's not streaming.
No, that's people going out and buying.
Pure sales that you bought on motherfucking iTunes for $129, bitch. And times is hard.
In the Rona.
So they got number one. I know they had good streaming numbers. The Barbs
lit me up.
Finally.
Oh yeah, and that's another thing. I'm so happy that y'all have this.
Y'all can leave me alone.
You can leave everybody alone. Y'all can step back now. She has her number one. She has her number one in this genre, and this is all y'all been begging for.
So,
and now
y'all can take a break. Y'all can and to be honest, cool down.
And now look, the achievement that y'all really are happy about, because I saw that this is actually something that I didn't know. She's the only artist to chart in number one in every genre: pop, gospel. Hmm. I don't know about country, but I saw that she had charted in several different, number one in several different, little factions. So shout out to her.
And then Savage came in at number two, and I think they had
probably like
about 60. I think they had more.
I want to say
they had more sales, like physical sales, but their streaming numbers weren't as impressive as Say So,
which is weird to me.
I think that's what it was.
Well, no, not really.
Well, because the bitch, you know, we buy Beyonce, we buy.
And I went out and bought that Savage remix. How many times? Three times.
Because I bought it, and I was gonna buy the damn.
I bought the vinyl,
but they sold the fuck out.
And that was because of me. I bought the single with the horse on the front and the bees, and I bought the actual anime vinyl that she put out. Mm-hmm. I was gonna buy the skateboard thing. Don't own a skateboard, so I decided to leave that for the watch.
I just want to put it on the wall,
but I don't have a wall just to be putting that on right now.
We'll get there.
I'm grown.
But yeah, good for them, bitch. On the top of the charts, I'm
standing on there.
Did you think Nicki should have went first? I mean,
excuse me.
Did they say so should have been first?
No, not at all.
Okay, me too.
I easily thought Savage was going first. And to be honest with y'all, in my opinion, yes, you're right. In my opinion, no, it should not. I definitely thought that Savage was going to go number one. I was not one of the ones. I was saying Stream Say So because I wanted the opportunity for Nicki to have her number one. It didn't piss me off that Savage didn't go first.
It didn't piss me off.
Number one. But
because, bitch,
in my mind, I'm still gonna listen to Savage a little bit more than I'm listening to Say
Savage
So.
Savage is a better song.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a better song.
Absolutely, and it's more of a remix. It's a real remix. It's a whole new song. Yeah. Lyrically, it's better. Beat wise, it's better. It's just,
it's better.
It's a cute little. It's just a good, really good.
And song. It's like I said. They was the Beyonce fans, the Beehive, kind of mad because they was like, we could have went number one, and B just would have. Did promotion for? I'm like, girl, she's not doing promotion for no remix.
Promotion for a single.
She didn't do promotion for her own album
since self-entitled
2014.
Exactly. Self-titled. Why would I come out and start doing promo for
her? This was a fun track for her. This was Beyonce's gift to Megan,
and that's just amazing.
That was her gift to Megan, girl. So Beyonce don't care about. Beyonce told y'all after Lemonade that she don't care about the charts no more, because if she gave two fucks about streaming numbers,
she would put Lemonade up on Spotify.
Period.
So fuck you.
So she don't give a fuck anyway. But yeah, congratulations.
Big shout out to them. Loving it. So what's going on in white news this week?
So we have finally a white story.
White news.
And we put it at the beginning of the show so white people can feel inclusive. But white people have been acting right during the coronavirus. So We ain't had a chance to say nothing to him. So this is for y'all. So Scott Disick has had this whole thing about going back to rehab for the 25th time in 2 years. But so he went, and a picture of him leaked in the little circle where you say, my name's Scott Disick, and I don't do shit.
No.
Except snort coke.
That boy don't say
fuck
that.
Bitches.
I don't think that's a dialogue.
He went to jail for drugs.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the dialogue that they allow you to lead
you
with
can
in
say
those
coke.
Circles. But I don't think that you can say I don't do shit but snort coke and fuck bitches in a circle full of recovering addicts.
I don't know. You already there. You can't get out. Well, right. Never mind, but he
did. I was about to say, because that's not the truth, because
apparently he left.
Yeah, he left. A picture of him leaked, and of course, TM Lie got a piece of it.
Not TM Lie.
And then all the other blogs got it, and I guess he felt embarrassed?
I would
kind of feel embarrassed, too. Not embarrassed, I would feel... That was private. He didn't announce that he went, and I feel like they should have kept that. That's something you sign as a celebrity when you go there. You can't be putting my business out on the fucking street.
Exactly. So I would just feel like, I feel like violated. Because that's just a big violation. But people have always been intrigued with Scott.
I
love Scott. I think Scott's hilarious. And that's why when I was hearing Kim and them go back and forth with Courtney about being on that show for so long and her not wanting to do, you know, certain shit anymore, I'm just like, you have seen... At least
everything,
especially with those two, is Scott and Courtney. You've seen this man go through so much.
His parents passed.
Exactly.
And everybody know he's had drug problems.
Yeah. So it's like, damn, let this man take a break. Like, damn, can I step away?
Yeah.
But everybody else has their privacy.
Yeah. Y'all be shitty when he don't go, or be talking shit. But when he go, his privacy gets taken. I don't know. I just feel
exploited.
Like,
it's ridiculous.
I feel bad for him. Because you tried to go, you tried to do what you need to do, but people all up in your shit. I don't know.
It's just,
and Courtney tired of the shit, too. She didn't want to be on the show no more.
I wouldn't want to be on that show no more. It's just toxic.
I caught a glimpse of the one episode after the fight, and Courtney was not fucking with them bitches.
I mean, like, for what, though? Nobody trying to be on here dealing with this shit over and over again. Y'all want the same story every fucking day, and that's the problem. We're not doing nothing. These people... And y'all aren't telling us nothing new about your lives that we don't already know.
Nothing new. And Kim, I'm tired of seeing what's when you in a straitjacket and you in the hospital?
Bitch, asylum?
I'm tired of this asylum ass house you keep putting up on goddamn keeping up with the Kardashians. Bitch, have you seen that bare ass house?
I have seen it. It's kind of
scary.
That
shit looked like a crazy asylum. It's probably for Kanye. Kanye probably wanted it to look like that.
Probably so. Because, you know, I could totally see that.
That house looked bare than a bitch. If it was a regular person, people would be like, damn, bitch, where your fucking furniture?
Where's the furniture, Nene?
Where your fucking shit at, bitch? You got a white-ass couch and a white-ass dinner table, and that's it.
Well, in more white news, Detective Stabler is coming back to Law & Order SVU.
I don't watch that show.
You don't watch that show?
Nope.
You know, I get wrapped up in it randomly.
I don't like...
you know, true crime shows? No. You watch fucking ID.
But wait, I don't like shows that are scripted like that. I like them to be like real life. Shit. I know. It's so
you like
bad.
To hear about like real life tragedies. You like for people to real life die. You don't want to hear about somebody pretend dying.
It's more of like
you're fucking morbid.
It's more of like, oh my god, this crazy ass bitch. But on
that's
shows,
what I mean.
But on them shows where it's like not scripted, it's like, damn, bitch, you should have known that nigga was killing. He came home with fucking blood on his ankle, and he was like, oh, it's Coca-Cola. Or like some shit like that. And I'm like,
no,
bitch, you should know
not
that nigga
on Law
killing.
And Order.
That's
I don't
why I
know
that
shit's
not
been
interesting
order.
To me.
I don't know.
And so, I've seen them. Yeah.
And you know what? Once you see one episode with those two together, you kind of see them all.
Yeah.
And I think that's just fun.
It's
that's
a
nice
show.
Little, yeah.
I watch it.
But I've been rewatching a lot of old school shows. I was rewatching Will and Grace for a little bit because I just think
Will
that is so fucking funny.
Will and Grace.
The Golden Girls. Shout out to Betty White for being the last living one. Funny as fuck. What else have I been watching? I watched Living Single the other day.
Living Single, bitch. We got that on DVD, though.
I know. So good. That's classic.
Living Single.
I don't even have a DVD player no more. Yes, we do. We do.
I mean, we do.
I have a Blu-ray player, too.
You know, we got
rich.
One of them TVs in the game room. We got two TVs. We got like a TV, like a flat screen. And then we got the old school who they got the VHS.
Oh, you got the big box
and
TV.
A DVD.
Ooh.
And the big box. That ain't going nowhere. My mama said, we ain't doing shit with that.
That's an antique. You can probably sell that for
you
something.
Could. Man, you pawn that hoe. They going to give you $5.
Strong. Did you watch Real Housewives this week? Because I did.
You know what? I'm gonna save them for just go ahead and get them out the way.
Get them out the way.
Okay. Ooh. So I watched it, and I watched it a little late, but I watched it because I was scared that it wasn't gonna be as good because they had a virtual reunion this year, and you know, all them bitches old, don't know how to work computers. Probably I don't know. So I watched it. And, bitch, this is the first time I've been fired up about a Housewives episode.
Fired up?
Since that shit came out 2 years ago when Portia said, I got sent a cease and desist.
From Candy. So I'm going to let Phaedra tell you because she's the one who told me.
I ain't been this fired up about an episode ever. This was the best motherfucking episode of Housewives thus far.
Nah, I'm the dang girl villain.
Who's in charge of the girls? Portia? Is she in charge of the girls? Portia is in charge of the girls, number one. She read Eva and said them titties was social distancing.
So did.
Which they
you
were.
You are an age 10.
You...
That was,
it was
a good
just
read.
This was a read
fest. It was a nice readathon from what I it from the clips messy. I caught up on Instagram. It was a nice readathon.
It starts off Andy is a messy ass queen.
But I don't like Andy.
I know you know.
I don't like Andy.
I don't really care for him.
I don't like Andy.
Because he don't be doing the Housewives of Atlanta like he would do
the white ladies. He the thing is, my biggest beef with Andy is that he likes to try to corral the black women.
Yeah.
But these white hoes can scream off and cry fake tears of Botox, and we supposed to give a fuck, and I really don't.
Yeah,
I don't. The Andy only and off. The only on just sidebar before we even get right back into that, I cannot wait to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills strictly for Garcelle. Strictly for Garcelle,
and nobody women down there read too.
Oh yeah, and I'm ready for Garcelle to get
to
on
get
the ass.
In because she. Ooh,
but anyway,
y'all not ready. But okay, Kenya Moore. You get, and I don't even fuck with that bitch, but I wish I did, because if she was on my team, that bitch reads.
She did read
she
this past. I'm pretty sure she
them
did.
Reads,
I'm pretty sure she did.
She told Nene. She said, yeah, she said that my kid looks like Mark. So this is also like the kid season. Everybody talking about kids off limits.
That's what they were supposed to be.
But not really. So Kenya said, yeah, she's talking about my kid looks like Mark. Thank God he do look like, she looks like Mark. But we know all her kids is hers because all her kids look just like her.
Bitch.
And Kenya said, Kenya dipped back and said, yeah, bitch, if you've ever seen,
oh shit,
I ain't gonna go there. She said that, and then when Nene,
they look
later,
like they look like season one Nene, y'all. Not this Nene, not girl. This one. Bitch, when she said she looked like a white woman doing a black woman in drag. That was it. That was a read.
But and Nene couldn't even really say shit. Then the last thing she did that was like, damn, bitch. Nene had got mad at Cynthia about the whole saying shit. No, I don't know.
I think it was because Cynthia said that Nene said that her relationship with Mike was fake.
Yeah, which she did say. I think Nene be saying shit and she forgets she say shit.
No, I think she remembers that she says it and then she doesn't want for nobody to call out on her shit.
She figures
if she just keeps lying about it, that the people who follow her for just following her will just continue to blind, which they usually do. She's not wrong.
But
it's
she
all
said
PR.
That and Nene was like, you know, when they get high in the kitchen, what she like to do. Nene is a two-trick pony. When she's in confrontation, she's going to do two things. She gonna overtalk you and get loud, or she gonna hit the fucking dust.
And that's it.
What did she do at the end of this episode? Hit the dust. She put the laptop down. Kenya said before they went to commercial, Kenya said, Nene, you need to come back because you know you already missed 5 episodes because you were suspended and you need them extra checks.
That's how it go.
Bitch, what? Which is true. Because y'all know Nene was not in like 5 episodes. They gave her a contract of like $2 million, but they subtract $25,000 or $50,000 every episode you not in.
Damn.
So they cut her out of them 5 episodes. Bitch, 5 times 50, that's $500,000.
Four times 50, that's 20. Oh, stop.
Yeah. Stop. A lot of money.
How is it that we can't do 4 times 50 right
I'm
now?
I'm drinking mimosas, bitch.
That's 200. That's 200. And the worst part is that I knew that 5 times 4 was 20, but I just could not add that extra zero. Couldn't get myself to
math
get that extra
I do math on computers. I don't do math in my brain.
You went to school for finance, bitch.
Bitch, finance is just organizing numbers.
I just got my diploma, y'all. Shit.
Ain't all that. But what else? Portia is also in charge of the girls.
Bitch. Is she in charge of the girls?
She is in charge of the motherfucking girls because she read Eva
down. I loved it. I'll never forget it about what you said about my baby, bitch.
Which... Why is y'all talking about
each other's kids, though?
Because the kids off limits. But then somebody said that, that was Portia because of Eva. Talking about finances is off limits. But I'm like, how finance is off limits?
But all you hoes talk about how
broke each kids, other. And then, bitch, Kenya said, well, Nene, you got evicted. Kenya was just going for Nene.
She just couldn't let up.
And it was like, but that's just because everybody. Because I've never bought a house. NeNe,
what about those foreclosures?
What about those foreclosures? Now, NeNe, that's kind of wrong because you can get evicted. Well, you telling me you've been renting this whole time?
Yeah. To be renting, you can get evicted when you rent.
I'm about to say, I think you can.
So, yeah, you can get evicted when you rent. But that's like when Blac Chyna said, if you get me evicted, we're going to have problems. And the girl said, how do you get evicted if you own the house? It's called because you fucking can. That was it. That's all I need to know. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Just so Portia, was Cynthia Mike even on? Cynthia ain't say shit the whole
Cynthia
damn
just
episode.
No, I don't fuck with Cynthia no more because all you do is sit back and look.
Cynthia don't do
She's
shit.
She's an onlooker.
I'm trying to go through the people. Okay. Cynthia ain't said shit. NeNe was getting her ass tagged and she couldn't take the heat.
Couldn't.
Portia was in charge of the girls. Kenya was in charge of Reed. Marlo came in looking good in a bitch with them fucking braids.
But she always looks good.
She always do look good.
That's her quirk.
Tanya, girl, your computer lighting was all off, girl. I don't know what the fuck you was doing.
Tanya, I don't know about her. She's so sweet. I like her.
Who else on this show?
That was pretty much it.
Candy was getting it ass.
Oh, she looked good too. But I don't understand. I found Candy to be like nose deep in fucking Kenya's ass crack.
They butt buddies now, bitch.
Oh yeah, they really cool. They and buddies, I don't get that.
Bitch. Good luck with that.
But you,
Candy, bye. Good luck with that. But that was the housewives.
Now I just want that whole season to be wiped fresh.
Oh,
I don't
want
no more
everybody
these
girls. To go. How long have I been saying this, Des? I've been saying this for years.
We actually said that before.
To go. Because every configuration,
everybody
of
has
conflict
one
to
hit with his
done.
With each other.
You've like, everybody needed to have been fighting with everybody. Ken didn't have a fight with everybody. Ken didn't have a fight with everybody. Ken didn't talk to somebody. Man, Portia didn't talk to somebody. Man, Portia didn't got married damn near five times on this show. We didn't watch people get married and have whole divorces and get married to somebody else.
Right then.
Like
next season.
It's been 10 to 12 years. We need to. I say that they only person that needs to stay is Portia, Marlo.
Marlo?
Because I think Marlo has more to give. Because she's a one-trick pony. But I want to see Marlo in like a different light. Have them hoes and bring five new bitches who friends. And let them go back and forth. New. Fresh.
I guess.
Because, bitch, I'm tired. The only reason why I watch this is because of the reunion.
Yeah, but did you... Hold on. Sidebar, before we even leave from beside that, did you see on one of the blogs I was looking at, Vivica A. Fox was talking shit about NeNe?
Yeah, what show was that?
I don't know. Probably some off-brand sister circle, because it was Claudia Jordan.
Claudia Jordan, who I cannot stand.
One hit and one down on the season.
Cannot stand.
It was Vivica A. Fox. It was Lisa Ray.
Yeah.
And it was Selena Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take anything away from Selena. That one song she had, those two songs she had was really good. But I don't know. I don't care about her opinion on pop culture.
Don't
Lisa Ray. No,
you don't.
You don't sway me. Except for when you was talking about that girl who was fucking with your man, because that was good.
That shit was good.
That was she good. Was no, you was tagging, you was that, tagging ass. That ass too.
That was Eddie Murphy's ex-wife.
Yeah,
Nicole Murphy
tagging her ass.
Yep, she couldn't say shit
and was giving you live feeds. Who else? And yeah, I just don't care about the other two people who are on the show. But yeah, Vivica Fox was on there and was saying that NeNe had. Did anybody else think that she had like, you know, rubbing her nose, trying to say NeNe was on coke throughout the thing? And I was thinking
that tea. Okay, so that has been a thing that people been saying.
Yeah.
About NeNe, like I don't think it's true, but they say that she take pills.
But Vivica, you the same woman who sat beneath 52 years of face fat and 5 different face surgeries.
Ooh.
And those cheap ass Mama Joyce wigs.
Bitch, let me tell you
that
you
selling. No, those wigs are cheap and they're disrespectful to the Black women culture. You are Madam Broke Jay Walker in the flesh, and you got the nerve to be talking about somebody. Girl, you haven't looked. We don't even know what Vivica this is. Vivica A. Fox is dead to me. She died.
Like, look him,
right,
like I told you.
She died literally right after Two can play that game. Because you were no longer that Black woman anymore. Because I don't know who you are now. I don't know who you sculpted yourself out to be.
Look him, sister.
But you look dingy.
Look him, big sister.
You look dingy. I was like,
fucking
dare you?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, girl, that tea, and that tea is old, too. Like,
and the thing is, like, everybody on the panel is like, they're like trying to laugh it off. Nobody really thinks what you're saying is funny, because you're saying what you're really saying is that the only reason this lady is going to therapy is because she's doing drugs, or she's doing drugs that's because what it was. She's doing drugs because she's going to therapy.
That's what it was,
and that's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard in my life.
I was like, girl, you dumb as fuck with that. Now, I ain't like that.
You sit your plastic ass back somewhere.
Girl, you need to go to therapy for being addicted to surgery, bitch.
Being addicted to ugly and those wigs.
So right. I'm gonna let yours burn.
And they should have stopped you. If anything, Claudia should have stopped you because she still be dressing like girls who fucking sell makeup at the MAC counter.
All right.
Wow.
I move on. I digress.
Damn, bitch.
That really pissed me off. Like, the thing is, I don't usually dig in on Vivica A. Fox because I like her. I don't usually dig in her ass. But you out here talking about alleged shit. Bitch, allegedly you was eating 50 Cent from the back.
And then you went on a whole press tour for a whole fucking year selling a book. Ain't nobody want to fucking buy talking about the same shit from goddamn 2001, bitch. We don't care no more, ho.
And bitch, you was still eating ass. So you worry about munching on that.
And I know straight men don't wash their ass. Sorry, straight men.
Not properly.
Not the way
not
I
properly.
Do.
Not hello.
Okay.
But anyway, bye. Bye, wig.
So why the fuck everybody going in on Tyra this week?
Everybody hated Tyra. Oh my god, that's so funny. So
they tagging Tyra ass from New York to fucking Hawaii.
So this past week, a lot of not so flattering videos appeared on Twitter and other social media sites from older seasons of America's Next Top Model, I'm sorry, basically of Tyra dragging some of these girls up and down the runway.
And a lot of that shit did look bad.
It looked so bad.
I'm not going to lie. And I watched the show back in the day. A lot of that shit looked bad.
Do you know what? You want to know why I didn't really pay attention to it as a kid? Is because I was a kid and I didn't really give a damn.
But that's when America's Top Model used to come on UPN.
Yes, yeah.
So that's why we used to have to watch it, because back when I used to be with my grandma or whatever. Bitch, that's all the fuck we had.
Exactly.
We used to play that as a kid, too.
Of course. If you weren't a real gay if you didn't play that on RuPaul's Drag Race.
So first, we gonna start with that girl in that gap.
Danny in the gap. Because that was funny. She said, do you really think you can say, easy, easy, beautiful, color girl?
I'm like, you didn't like, you didn't have to do that. And then the old black queen.
She said she just left the gap. Wide open
for the next girl. Like, that is so mean. But that's how the model industry kind of treats you, though.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people who were like, well, you know what? She was really just going off of shit that was going on at that time.
And that Danny girl explained.
Yeah, so
Instagram.
she came out and she was like, well, look, I didn't get checked. It looks like that's kind of what happened. But behind the scenes,
I kind of knew what they were going to do.
Because they didn't tell her that Tyra wanted her to get her gap closed. Mm-hmm. They just took her there to get it closed. Yeah, to see if she was going to go do it.
She was like, I'm not going to close my gap all the way. Yeah, that's it, bitch. I wouldn't either.
Me either.
Not for y'all. If I want to get it done, that's for me. I will do that. But not for y'all. You see my fucking, what's the girl who modeled for Rihanna? With the gap.
Slick Woods.
And y'all love her.
I love Slick.
And then what else was next?
Girl, when they had her read out on that teleprompter, she said, can you say magnetic?
Was that the same girl who she was like,
that is the one that was rooting for you?
Now, she was wrong for that. Because the reason why that happened is because the girl, when she got eliminated, wasn't crying. Bitch, I'm not finna be crying for you, bitch. I cry in the house.
She said, I'm gonna cry all the way home.
I'm not finna cry in front of you. You want me to be? That's that shit she wanted her to be. Oh my God, Tyra, please let me model. Nah, bitch. And then Tyra was like, well, you don't think that you should be a little bit more? Bitch, fuck you.
You already told me I'm going home. I'm already going home.
And the girl was right. She's like, I can't change it. What you want me to do? She said, I am hurt.
Bitch, they get so hurt. Bitch, do you remember in season 4 when they had an ethnicity switch? Nope. Like, Tyra actually painted a white girl black and we let that shit slide.
I saw the picture, but I was like, girl, I can't even get into all that.
Oh my God. Where was the PC police back then?
Bitch, Twitter wasn't around. That's the thing.
Twitter wasn't around. Bitch, she made a girl take a picture in a casket right at, like, a couple weeks after one of the girl's best friends had died.
Tyra just looking bad right now.
Just real bad.
Now, I want to read y'all this apology that Tyra did, if I can find it.
If you can. Because she did come out and say she was sorry.
But the apology was, like, pretty much,
I'm sorry that y'all feel that way.
I kind of don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry that this happened a long time ago and that you feel that way.
Let me try and find this. Tyra Banks apology. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. She said...
What'd she say?
If this ain't a nice, nasty way to say I don't give a fuck, but I'm sorry. Been seeing the post about the insensitivity of some past America's Next Top Model moments. And I agree with you. Looking back, those were some really off choices. Appreciate your honest feedback, and I'm sending so much love and virtual hugs.
Thank you. I'm sorry, y'all, but it was years ago, and I can't change it.
So
virtual hugs.
I'll see y'all later.
Basically, she gave y'all a church air hug.
Bitch, that shit was funny to me.
That's what I picked.
So that's the end of that talk. Said she don't give a fuck, bitch. You already got the money for it in the coin.
Exactly.
So what we gonna do?
Ken Mock is already paid.
Shit.
Ken Mock is paid. So everything is good. Yep. I don't give a damn.
I don't give a fuck.
Thank y'all for your service.
Speaking of me, we don't give a damn. We don't give a fuck. You remember that Young Scrappy song? If you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck. No, that wasn't him.
To be honest with you, I don't remember that
song.
That
song? If we don't give a damn, you don't anybody give a remember fuck. That song? Don't start no shit.
Won't be no shit. Oh, yeah, I know that song. No shit. Won't be no shit. You had to get that? A little deeper. I don't know. I feel like that was probably like the East Side Bullies.
The East Side. I used to get the Franchise Boys and the East Side Boys.
Or it's like the Crunk. It was the
crunk, Juice.
Crunk Juice Kids or
that's
something
when,
like that.
We used to care about
that's when, bitch, that's when me and my fucking young sisters like fucking was running around singing, ooh, na 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 na, I'm so horny and I want you to fuck me. Bitch, I'm tired of masturbating, got my body shaking, no orgasm faking with me.
Bitch, that album
is,
then that song after that is, there's something I gotta tell you.
Ooh.
I know. Pretty much just saying nothing in life is free, especially not me. Bitch, that's that whole song. That's back. You girls don't even know about that whole song, girl. Nope. That used to get me through a lot of shit.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we ain't talking about me right now, my business.
But anyway.
Okay, so love and hip hop.
Is that what we said all of that to get to this?
Because I said, yeah.
Oh, Scrappy. Wow. I was like, wow, that was full circle.
Because I thought there was Lil Scrappy who sung that song, that first one. Okay. That we don't give a damn. It wasn't even him. That really anyway. Was. Anyway.
Oh, baby.
So, I don't even care about...
Let me get another bottle of champagne.
I don't even care about love and hip-hop too much. But I watched the finale because, bitch, this is the fight we all been looking for.
The whole time?
The fight we needed, the fight we was looking for. I don't know where to start off at.
Yeah, because you watched it. I didn't even see the clips this morning. I woke up and was reeling from yesterday.
So, it starts off with some shit that happened last week that I don't really care about. Because we're going to get into the main meat and potatoes of it.
Go ahead, get to it.
So, Spice Official is having a...
Spice Official?
I call it by her Instagram name.
Bind it, boom, boom.
Sidebar.
What?
She got a song called Rolling, Rolling My Body, Rolling, Rolling My Booty, Rolling.
No.
Rolling My Body, Rolling. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum, you know, boom. I listened to Come and Get This Honey. I guess I could let this one go. Shit, fuck it.
Anyway, has a listener party that was fake as fuck because it wasn't number 15 people in the whole damn thing that they didn't show.
It was social distancing.
Oh, girl. So then, all the girls come. Carly Red and her hot dog lips.
You ain't gonna ever let that lady lips go.
Mimi there ain't doing shit.
Of course.
All the girls show up. So, first, apparently, Alexis Sky and a girl who is there used to date Fetty Wap. So that's the first thing that went down.
Okay.
What's her name? Kayomi.
Oh.
Kayomi
used to date... Bow Wow ex-girlfriend?
Yes. So Kayomi used to fuck Fetty Wap, and I guess her... And Alexis Scott never met, so she brought that up at this girl listening party. Mm-hmm. And Alexis Scott was like, well, girl, I don't really give a fuck. So that kind of was a thing. Then the big bad hippopotamus, Akbar, came.
Ooh, I hate that girl.
And she came with her 27-piece curly Betty Boop wig. And
have you seen her recently, though? She got a surgery. She looks...
She probably just like Santana.
She looks like a bowling pin. Go ahead. Pass me that orange juice, please.
Fucking bowling pin. Okay, so yeah, she's there. So she pops in. She get into it with, who the fuck she get into it with? I can't even think right now.
She walks in and the first person I saw her get into it with was, or the person I thought it all kicked it off with was Light-Skinned Keisha.
Light-Skinned Keisha. Yeah, I saw that on Instagram. So she get into it with Light-Skinned Keisha because they have this thing about both of them hoes as Queen of Atlanta, but nobody know none of their fucking music nowhere else other than Atlanta. So I guess that's the only queen you can be the queen of when nobody else know your music nowhere else other than Atlanta. But...
I digress. So, you've been on two seasons still trying to holler about the same girl, Queen of Atlanta bullshit.
They've had this beef for the whole season. They didn't even get a chance to talk before Akbar. Oh, you know what it was first? Akbar had gone to it with motherfucking Shekinah? Because Carly messy ass was like,
this is already too much.
I know y'all know each other, but I want to reintroduce y'all. Bitch, so why you got to reintroduce them if you know they already know each other? You know they got beef. So that was fucking messy on Carly Rae part. So Carly Rae has said something else. And Akbar was like, I don't fuck with that bitch. That bitch don't fuck with me. Shekinah said, I ain't never want to fuck with you no way. Somehow, Akbar said, you a pussy bitch. And Shekinah said, well, you was the one eating pussy on camera, right?
Oh, wow. You was.
Akbar, you was. That drink. And that was fight number one. Shekinah outside like, I got you. Whatever. She ain't about to pop shit. Light-skinned Keisha come in. Which, that's weird how you came in after everybody was outside talking shit, but you came in there anyway. I guess Mona them told you, you got to come in and do your 10 minutes of recording. So she came in. They get into it, long story short. Everybody go outside about to fight, but ain't nobody fighting because you know it's 50 limb securities there.
Of course.
So they about to fight. So then, they telling everybody to go. Fucking Akbar gets in her car to go, but Light-skinned Keisha getting her car to follow her to go. So they now they on motherfucking Buford Highway.
This is too much.
About to fight. They all out the car. This is too much. Fucking Shekinah out the car. Bitch, Tokyo running like a fucking linebacker, bitch. It's people in the ditch and shit. Like, why don't y'all just, like, when the cameras, like, the cameras are over right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm recording. If I really want to fight a bitch and I really want to get on a bitch, I'm about to come meet you.
To be honest with
like
you.
Like, if I really want to fight you, bitch, you're going to be at your baby daddy house and I'm going to knock on your door. You're going to open, I'm going to punch you in your shit.
To be 100% honest.
Simple
with
as that. So, you hoes is all pussy. Because every time this shit happen, you hoes be seeing each other at events. Atlanta ain't shit, but this goddamn big, bitch. It's only one loop that go around the whole damn city. I'm just like, but that's love and hip hop. I don't even care no more. I just fucked around and got mad with these dumb bitches who all talking about their music career, who on here fighting more than putting out fucking music. I'm sick
of it. At this point, I just want a whole new cast. Or I just want this show to go away.
I don't like Atlanta no more.
Yeah, I just want the show to go away. Only I think one I can do without
that
it.
I like is, don't say Miami. This is weird to say. LA. I mean, Hollywood.
I don't even like them.
I don't even like them either. But out of the four...
I don't know.
New York don't even exist don't move to me no more.
Even though I just cared to see Chrissy
I
come back.
I just did this to watch the finale. I just did this for the finale. Honestly. Girl, I ain't watched the whole damn season. So you see how I didn't know a lot of shit except the very end. So...
Well, what else? Gotta cut that one. I'm gonna stop this one too.
Yeah. Okay, on to music. We got a little music news for the girls this week. Starting off with...
Oh, your favorite.
My fave.
This is your favorite guy, though. You like his music.
I like you one of his songs.
That's his music.
But this sticky now. Dicky now. Something like that.
Horrible song.
I don't even know the words.
You know it. You just being like modest. Don't be modest.
Is you dumb? Bitch. Oh, you know what song it is? It's the one is Is you dumb 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 dumb.
Anyway, all right. So yeah. This past week on Michelle Obama's internet, everybody's favorite troll returned back to IG with an IG press release where he basically told everybody to have a seat and fuck off and eat shit and y'all basically ain't shit. The king of New York is back. Da 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 da. Basically, blah fucking blah fucking blah.
He said that I had to snitch or something like that. I had to snitch because these niggas wasn't even loyal, bitch. So, I put people kids through school.
Exactly. So like he started the whole live with two bad bitches dancing to the tune of Bad Boys. Bad Boys, Bad Boys. They're dancing. Okay. He comes on with a pair of handcuffs and he's twirling them. First he has them around his eyes like goggles and then he's twirling them hoes on his fingers. And I'm thinking, he's back.
He back.
The
bitch.
Troll is back.
Y'all friend
is back. So he goes on. That's when he gets on his whole rant. His rant goes on about how while he was going through all of this shit, all the people who were supposed to be close to him, who he involved in his life, his choice, all the people who were supposed to be closest to him were really the ones who were fucking him over. They were stealing money, fucking this bitch. They were planning to kidnap him, his mom, kill him, all types of shit. This
before or after he went to jail?
This is before.
Oh, okay.
This is, and then, but all of this, so all of that whole setup was supposed to be, that was all a setup. So all the whole time on the wiretap, the only reason he found out that they were trying to kill him was that he had signed an agreement to go in and wiretap. He was basically wiretapped and had them listening in on his friends.
Oh, okay. So
they were already investigating this.
Oh, okay.
He was just,
okay.
When they pulled that nigga out of the shit, was like, all right, they were getting ready to kill him, and they were like, okay, we got enough information, so we're just gonna take you out right now. We're just gonna arrest everybody. That's how all the dominoes fell when he went to jail. So the
girls was about to off his top.
Oh yeah, for sure. But that's what you lay in shit, and you smell like it. Exactly. You lay in shit, you're gonna smell like it. You asked for it. But he's all on. But you on popping all this shit. But what really killed me is that he is skinning and grinning, talking about how, you know, all these people were so disloyal to him. But his baby mama, Sarah, came out. And, you know, she had already started.
Did he go see that child yet?
No, I don't know. But according to her, no.
Because 2 weeks ago, he had coronavirus.
No.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't went to see the baby, according to his baby mama. And then she posted something saying, people who are smart enough can see that I'm not the reason that that nigga snitched. Take me out of this. He would have snitched anyway. He's just not built like that. Then she came out today, and said that he was trying to pay her money to keep her quiet about him snitching.
But why would you? Okay.
But he was saying that people were supposed to be, that all these people were supposed to be kidnapping his family members and his daughter. He thought his daughter's life was in danger. His baby mama's life was in danger. They was fucking his baby mama, all of that type of shit. So that's why he had to snitch. So that's why she's coming out to say, you didn't have to snitch because somebody was fucking with me.
Oh, Lord, girl.
It's just a big old pot of shit.
Oh, shit.
Just a big old pot
girl,
of shit.
Just sit back in motherfucking protection, that shit that they do when you snitch.
Yeah, so when you snitch, and then they had to, speaking of that, he all out on the patio taking pictures with money and shit. One of his neighbors is like, oh, I know that rainbow-haired Mexican guy.
It's Tekashi. Your mama didn't give birth to glass.
It's Tekashi. They put where he at on the internet. They got to move him. Now he got to get relocated. But you popping all of this motherfucking shit.
He actually is in witness protection.
He's actually because in witness protection. Because
before, when he was about to get out, I remember him saying he wasn't going to do it.
I don't know if it's witness protection, but
it's some sort
of protection. Like, they know that can't. Okay. They know that if somebody who's not supposed to know where he's at knows where he's at, it's a problem.
See, wouldn't that humble the fuck out of you? Shouldn't that humble the fuck?
But no, he's still all on Instagram saying, he's the king of New York. He do whatever he want to do. Everybody else can just sit down, you know. Also, all this type of shit.
That's a scary place to say you the king of. You know how many goons
and then he just kept saying his stat. He was just like, look at the numbers.
Okay, girl.
I had to look at the numbers.
You right.
I had to go through the numbers. On his debut mixtape, Day 69, he debuted at number 4 on the Hot 200. On his debut album, Dummy Boy, he debuted at number 2 on the 200. And 6 of the 19 hits that he had went platinum and 2 went gold.
But
you want to know something? A lot of people have done that before.
A lot of people would be scared.
If that was just the fucking bar, a lot of people should be scared.
And my thing to say to you is, like, I would be a hypocrite if I say, okay, the numbers don't lie. But you got to see where it doesn't matter either way it goes, but your fan base is some young ass motherfuckers. So I don't really know what really you saying when you got fucking 13 and 14 year olds on TikTok who fuck with your shit. So I don't know what to say to that, but you know, whatever.
So a lot of people was in the comments, but the one that really saved my day was Lil Nas X. And he was on there.
The only thing that I saw was Lil Nas X. I didn't see none of the fucking video because I told you to watch it.
I watched it. I mean, I didn't watch all of it. I didn't see a lot of it I was filled in on, but I watched like the ending part because my brother busted in and was just like, this nigga's on live, you know. Nick loves Tekashi. Well, he likes Tekashi.
His mask girl.
Yeah.
I did see Lil Nas X was in the comments saying, no homo, but you kind of cute, which, you know.
Where's the lie?
I can't disagree.
Did I lie?
I mean, I couldn't fuck nobody like Tekashi because you just come with, you the bag lady. You come with too much bags. Mm-hmm. AKA Erykah Badu.
And I'm not moving around every motherfucking town. That somebody spot you outside drinking some Simply Lemonade. You gotta
run and be like, the Romeo must die, get in the car and do a drive off quick and shit.
Mm-hmm. That's just too much for me. That's too much for me. No, you ain't that cute. Nope, not enough.
Damn cute.
You're not cute enough for me.
But you cute though, bitch, even with the tattoos and the hair.
And Jonathan, shout out to him for doing his little pink and yellow hair.
I saw him with his unit.
Orange and, oh, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm drunk. It's yellow and purple.
And his lips that he just got fresh done at the pack. He went to Bobby Light's doctor and got him, either he sucked dick or he got some... A mean lip injector person. I think
he just sucks a mean one every now and then.
I don't know, because them lips was looking cabbage patch full, bitch. Them hoes looked fresh out the pack.
In the midst of all of that, though, there was another random beef that started from the comments. And that was Natalie Nunn and Joe Budden. I almost said Joe Biden.
Joe, I did that.
Joe Budden. So, after Joe got on his pod, I guess Natalie was in the comments and she was talking about something or she was saying something. And Joe got on his podcast and was like, I wanted to get on, not to look at the numbers and stuff like that, but just to see who was in the comments.
Y'all giving Joe too many formats to talk.
Exactly. So he gets on his podcast and he says that. And he's like, yeah, I saw nasty ass Natalie. And that was the catalyst for a whole beef. Because Natalie gets on the internet and goes off talking about, you know, he's going to get this smoke.
You gonna get this smoke.
He's going to get
this smoke. I'm like, girl, what smoke you going to send? I don't even like Joe Budden, and I don't too much care for you, Natalie, but, girl, you're not sending no smoke.
None at all.
You're not sending shit, bitch. You even paying rent, bitch. What's the last thing you even done a business other than selling fucking skin TT?
Not skin TT, though.
Joe Budden, y'all must like y'all some Joe Budden, because y'all give him... any type of resource to motherfucking talk. So I don't know what to tell y'all. Y'all let him talk all fucking day.
Too much if you ask me. Because
all day, too much. Monday really through Friday.
Joe Budden don't have nothing that we all really need to hear.
He already
ain't
got
shit we all need to hear right now.
He already got Revolt.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's not Revolt. It's for the culture.
That's his...
I don't know if it's his.
It's not his? No, because it's him, Remy Ma, and it's Ebony Bryant. I love that Ebony chick.
And don't that annoying ass nigga be on there, Academics?
No.
No, he won't be on there. That's another light skinned dude.
He's not on that at all. So, no. But yeah, that's it with them. That was just funny. Yeah. I just thought that was really, really funny to me because I'm like, how more random can it get? But the IG lives just keep going up. Jill Scott and Erykah Badu went head to head on IG this past weekend.
And it seemed like it was good. I ain't watched the whole thing.
It was super good.
Because the shit started at 5, and I'm like, and it lasted till 8, which was fine, but I popped in here and there.
Oh, it was so good.
I popped in, because I know they played all the hits, bitch. You know I love me some Jill Scott, and I love me some Erykah Badu. Yeah. So.
Well, they both started off playing the same song.
Yeah.
Don't Worry.
That 8-minute ass song, which I love. But
Jill did not know that Jill Scott wrote it for, Questlove. And,
I didn't know that.
But Jill Scott played the one where she sang it live when she explained that Erykah was running late to the concert, so Quest was like, you gotta come out, you have to sing the song, you wrote it, you know the words, come out. And that was like when she was first coming out, and Erykah was just like, I remember singing the song and just like, I don't know who this chick from Philly is, but she's fucking dope.
Mm-hmm.
So they go on and on, round two, getting in the way, but with Jill Scott. Fucking didn't you know,
bitch, that's a deep cut of Erykah's.
Rolling Hills,
another deep cut, that's Jill.
That's Jill, back in the day, slowly, surely, Michelle Obama was in there. She came in alive and she was just like, yeah, y'all, keep it going. Come on.
And they said that it was more popular than the Babyface and
it went to Teddy Riley. Yeah. They did numbers.
They
on
said
that
it
show.
Was like 7
700 and something K.
Yeah,
it was a lot. I mean, so who do you think really won? Well, you didn't listen to all of it. My opinion.
I'm just saying. Fuck the verses. I'm saying as an artist altogether for me.
Mm-hmm.
Erykah Badu for me.
For me as well.
It has but to just, Erykah. You know, I jammed Just Got All the Fucking Time. And her shit is timeless, bitch. That album with The Way and all that shit is the sounds of Jill Scott. Who is Jill Scott?
Who is Jill Scott?
That bitch came out in 01, and you can listen to that whole fucking album from 1 to 17. And the R&B girls, I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say, are not putting albums out like that no more.
They can't, though. They just don't have the originality.
Same thing with Erykah Badu. She put out albums. She might only put them out every 4 or 5 years. But when she put them bitches out,
they be good.
They go all the way through. So I think they both win because they both are in my heart deep. But for me personally, I fuck with Erykah Badu. I fuck with both of them. But
and then the whole live was really just uplifting. It just felt like I was being wrapped in honey and cocoa powder the whole time.
Incense and
nice brown liquor,
cocoa
music.
Oil and butter and bitch, moisturize your skin and
not moisturize your skin.
Put some braids in, bitch. Let your hair breathe and I don't know.
But Kaya and Trina got into it about their versus battle that everybody is eagerly awaiting, I guess.
The battles of delusions. Both of you hoes in my mind are a little bit delusional in one way or another.
Kaya comes out and says, "Hey girl, so what's going on with these versus battles? I want somebody to battle. Who want to battle me? Who going to battle me?" And we all know who you want to battle, your tired ass. You should have just called her out. But no, you want to act like you don't. First, you want to act like you don't know what they're doing. Are they singing their songs? Or are they just playing their songs? Bitch, you know damn well ain't nobody putting on no 2 to 3 hour concert on Instagram Live. Get the fuck out of here. So she gets on. She says all of that. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
So that started.
The next day,
Trina gets on her radio show with the Trick and Trina radio show in Miami.
TNT.
And she got on there, and the first thing she said is, well, I don't even want to be talking about this shit because I'm a queen. I'm going to do her voice, too. And yeah. This is not verbatim what she said, but bitch, you know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Because I don't really care. Look it up. This queen shit right here, okay? So before you talk about what you gonna give me and what you gonna give on the live, bitch, you gotta have at least one song. I'm not gonna step down for my crown, okay? This is crown, queen shit over here, okay? I'm not gonna step down to have no shit with you, okay? So before you do this, you need to know you have songs to put on.
This is really good. You need to have songs to put on.
You know how she do. She be bobbing her head shit. That weed be so silky, bitch. It be so silky straight. She be bobbing. But she was hot. And I'm like, okay, Trina, you would have been better not saying a motherfucking thing. It just been like nothing. Because, bitch, not only did she get you riled up, she got you riled up at your job where you work. So she wins because she getting all the damn recognition that she don't get nobody because ain't nobody watching Kaya YouTube channel. Anybody watching that shit? So then she go back the next day, which was today. Not the next day, a few days later, which is today. Kaya got her ass. Instagram. And when I tell you I don't really care for Kaya, I really don't because she's also... Oh, let me back up to Trina real quick. Trina, I fuck with her. I fuck with Trina. You know I fuck with Trina.
Mm-hmm.
But bitch, you talk about queen shit and you talk about you this and you that. They gonna nail me to the cross for this one?
I don't think they should.
But Trina, you ain't... Let's not act like you out here just putting out hits every 6 months. Every year, every 5 years, Trina, you ain't really been musically on top in a minute, and that's fine. But don't be out here making it seem like you just this bitch who just putting shit out and everybody, you write for everybody, you do for everybody. Everybody, let's, you know.
Bring it back
down. Let's bring it back down so that you a little delusional on that. But the real bitch with the delusions is motherfucking Kaya.
Because, girl, you should just leave it to go. You should just let it go.
That bitch said, I'm going to rock out on you for 90 minutes. I got 255 songs. I'm going to rock out. Girl.
You don't have that many songs.
You might got songs in your motherfucking laptop, bitch, but ain't nobody heard them.
I think it's funny that every one of the albums you ever put out has My Neck, My Back on it.
Period. You got My Neck and My Back, My Neck and My Back, Remix, My Neck and My Back, Chop Acapella, and Screw, My Neck and My Back, Acapella, My Neck and My Back,
Gospel
Beat,
Mix,
My Neck and My Back, Dubstep, My Neck and My Back, featuring Diplo to remix it again.
I mean, I just
My
feel
Neck
like...
and My Back, Africa, My Neck and My Back, Indian version, My Neck and My Back, Radio version, My Neck and My Back.
That's feature. Enough.
That's what she gonna have to play.
That's enough. I'm already, it's irritating me. I don't want to hear her dumb.
Shit.
But she gets, I just think, Kaya, go sit down somewhere. Go take them spaced out ass goals out your mouth and go sit down somewhere.
One thing about it real quick, Kaya reads. So Bitch.
Yeah, Trina girl. Kendrick. But you're an easy read. But, that's the problem.
No. She's an easy read. But all in all, because the first word you're going to say is, Trina, you ain't... Girl, you the walls behind you got termites in it that you be recording in. So, bitch, nobody gives a fuck about none you putting out. But anyway.
But yeah, I don't care.
Kaya reads, though, and I fuck with her because she kind of funny. No. But she's delusional. And that's a bitch. That's a crazy bitch. You can't even get into it with because her delusions will overtake anything you're talking about. Because her delusions, the way she said, I have 285 hits on that ass. She said that shit like she knew it.
Yeah. I'm like, girl.
But anyway, speaking of people trolling other people, 50 Cent said that he's not doing an IG Live battle with Ja Rule. And he's tired of y'all bringing it up. He said he should do one with Snoop Dogg because more sense catalog-wise.
No, it don't. No, it don't. No, it don't. So I don't know what you delusions so to.
That happened. And then, but one that's going to officially happen for sure, is going to be Nelly and Ludacris.
I like next that. Week.
So I got my jersey dress and my Timberland heels ready.
Yeah, I listen to that. 50 Cent, what? Never mind.
Nope. I'm done with that.
I'm not going to go in.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Tiana Taylor has a new album coming out, so there's Brandy, so I'm gonna give those two a listen.
I'm gonna give them a listen. I like Tiana and what she
gives. I love the album cover that she has. Both of the album covers.
I like Brandy, what she gives. I hope Brandy team actually put some behind her to give her something. So I hope her team do well. So I don't know, girl. Brandy ain't had nothing else since 112 that I liked. So
all right, not
and that's 07.
Ooh, so, child. But yeah.
But yeah, you know.
That's pretty much it, y'all.
I hope everybody do good. Everybody, get your music out there. So.
All right. We'll be right back, though, y'all. I need a break. Hey, y'all. Looking for somebody new to add to your summer playlist? Well, make sure to check out Da90YTID, a rapper from Southwest Houston who is Houston through and through. You can find all of his music on YouTube as well as Apple Music at Da90YTID. Go show him some love. And all right, let's get to the show, y'all.
And we back. Again.
All right. So this week, we actually have an intriguing little topic to talk about.
Yep.
Because it is ladies' night and the rhymes is tight.
Oh, is that how the song goes?
Ladies' night. Oh, what a
no.
Oh, what a Yeah, that's the Lil' Kim version. I don't recognize the original. I only focus on
of course,
the
but thing. I just didn't know how that little chorus part went. Nah, I mean, I knew, but
Never the one, packing the gun, got some other raw chick from that. They got Lisa Left Eye in it.
I know the song. I just didn't know that if that lyric was that lyric. But
well, that's the bar.
I'll just take it from you, bitch. It was right.
So this week, of course, that's my bitch. But this week, we're talking about being single in the city.
Because we both single and kind of in the city. And
yeah. And it's a struggle. So
it's hard out here.
I'm gonna kick off. I'm gonna ask you the first question. Why are you single? Why do you think
I am single? Because dead ass really fuck these niggas. I am so serious when I say
that's
that.
That's it.
That's why.
That sounds like a bitter white woman.
Nope. It sounds like
or just a bitter woman.
It sounds like you hoes and you niggas don't deserve it because you out here ain't doing shit to deserve it.
Girl.
I mean,
that's it.
And don't act like you ain't never said that before.
Well, yeah. I mean, niggas really are. You know.
They are
really
not
that much.
Yeah, they really not.
But why am I single? I'm single because I'm taking time for me. That's what I'm going to go
I took
with.
Time for me last year. Now it's just niggas not shit.
Okay.
Like when I wasn't going out last year for like 6 months, that was my time. But now it's like, no, I took time for me and now I'm still coming back to the game and you hoes ain't changed.
Well, I mean, so. I just think niggas, I'm going to get mine where I'm going to get mine. So that's really just where I stand with that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let niggas deter me. Like I already know that you ain't shit. So I'm gonna take the shit that I can get from you and just keep it moving.
I'd rather not even fuck with you. I'd rather just like be in my bed and chill out and be on my own.
So you're single.
Because it's less problems.
So you're single by choice.
Yes. 100%.
Me too.
100%. And not like saying I'm like the hottest bitch in the city, but bitch, I get snide. But I don't
So what are you looking for in like
I'm looking for...
Are you looking to get into a relationship?
I'm not looking to get into a relationship. I'm looking to have somebody who I can stand to be around for a long amount of time.
Okay. I can understand that because I'm the same way.
Because relationship is like...
That's heavy.
That's
like
a little heavy.
Deal.
But I mean, I want somebody who I can at least be around for like 4 hours or you not make me want to cuss you out.
That's a solid goal. I mean, that is a solid stretch of time, because I find it hard to be around people for an extended period
It starts
to piss me off at a certain point, because I feel like if we are in each other's face all the time, we're bound to like find something that irritates us about each other.
But also that's why I like to have it where like we have a nice, like for real, like a friendship first. So I can already tell that I like you as a person.
Yeah, before moving
first, forward. And I can kind of be around you and you not piss me off. That's why I don't rush into fucking you, then dating. I kind of want to like be cool with you and have it where we chilling, and then we fuck and then we date.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or we can be friends and then fuck at the same time, and then we'll date later.
Well, you just want to be fucking because you're a slut. It makes sense.
So now you see how you put me out there. Now if I put your tea out there, then it's gonna be a problem. So you better watch. No, you better watch how you do that.
Okay.
His hands up. Look, hands up.
Hands up. Hands up. Don't shoot. Hands up. Don't shoot. Hands up. Don't shoot.
He let the bitch. I'm a hoe. I'm an old hoe.
From the 90s. You're a slut from the 90s. Bitch, don't try me.
Let me see.
Hit me with something.
So, what are some of your standards since you're so free and you don't...
What are some of my... I don't think I have very high standards for guys.
Bitch!
I don't think I have very high standards.
You've gotten better.
I've gotten realistic, if that's what you mean. if that's you what have. You... I've gotten a I'll lot give you more that. Realistic.
You have gotten realistic.
With my wants in a man. So let's see. Some of my like standards. I just want a man who has a job, who can cook a little bit, who can laugh a little bit, and who smoke a little bit. I don't want too much from a nigga. Like I don't need you to be the head of a Fortune 500 company. It would be nice.
It wouldn't hurt.
It would get me right on by. Yes, it would. But yeah, it's standard, not a requirement. No. My standards are very simple, and I don't ever want to come off as too superficial with the guy.
Hell yeah.
Because I want you to like me for me, just like I'm going to like you for you, just like you brought up earlier. Mm-hmm. I would much rather you know that, bitch, this is what I do expect. Now, there's some shit I'm just not going to compromise on, and I really don't compromise on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But it's shit that I'm willing to bite the bullet and being like, okay, if I really want to be with you, I have to find a way to make this work.
Yeah.
But my standards aren't really that high. I'm not really running behind a nigga who's good looking, because most of them are just dirt. So
you already know how I feel about
that. I can move past that. I'm really just trying to find somebody who is somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got your own shit, I got my own shit, we got our own shit.
For me, it's kind of like the same too. Like, I don't really have too much standards. I want you to be able to take care of yourself and know who you are, and I want you to be happy with who you are, so you don't have to you know who you are, not know who I am. Like, we're comfortable with ourselves, so we can be comfortable with each other in the long run.
Yeah.
And, you know, lighthearted shit. I like shit to be organic. I like organic connection, organic fun. I don't want you to have no drama, no shit that's going to bog me down, because I can bog myself down on my own if I feel like it. I want you to be my happy place.
Exactly. But that's so cheesy to be.
It is cheesy to say, but I don't want you to be my happy place because I'm happy on my own.
Exactly.
But I want you to add to that. You're not my happy place, but I want you to add to that.
I want you to be a part of that place.
I don't want you to bog me down, because if you're bogging me down, that means I'm going to be fucking with you. Exactly. So that's what I mean by that. But my shit is real, girl. As long as you know how I like him. I like him. Only physical thing I have is I do like him to be like 5'10 and more. That's a personal preference.
That's but other than I mean, that, you're a taller girl.
Yes, a I'm a stallion. Hey,
all right,
ratchet, bougie.
Next,
something.
I'm gonna stop you right there. So, do you do dating apps still?
Are
you?
On I any? Do not actually.
You know?
Nope.
I have. Because I've deleted my whole ones, and now I'm strictly on.
So, girl, you're not a grinder girl no more.
No, I'm not a grinder girl no more. I'm not a GG. Turned in my grinder card. I deleted Jack like 7 years ago.
I deleted Jack when I was in high school. I mean, college.
Yeah, I couldn't do nothing with that one. I let it go. I do have a Tinder, but I go under a fake name.
I've had more luck
with
Tinder.
But I use my real picture, so it's not like people.
I do that too.
I mean, I just feel like it gives me a little.
I'm
not going to
tell you
my
name.
I'm not
going to
tell you my
name.
But you already know mine. Yeah, I know yours too.
You know mine.
I know yours. So yeah, it's easy. Yeah, but no, I don't.
I've had more luck
with Tinder than any other dating site in dates or anything or like hookups or whatever, which that barely happens ever.
You don't hook up?
Yes, you do.
Not like I used to. But
I'm glad you slowed down.
I have more luck with you are such a bitch. I fucking hate you. I have more luck like with person to person contact than I don't have good luck with apps. I really don't.
You don't?
I don't know what to. I'm kind of weird with the typing and don't know kind of what to say sometimes.
Kind of like the verbiage of everything, how everything.
So I'm kind of not. That's not verse for me. But being with a person, I can kind of finesse that a little bit more, and I get my way more than not with that.
I think you're just able to show them what you mean, or yeah. It's easier to understand what you mean when you.
Because I'm pretty dry on text, so.
trust me, I know.
But I know you love a dating that bitch.
I find it a little bit easier to talk to somebody via text message before I jump in. Because I don't want to say I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm very outspoken and I talk a lot.
I do too.
So I can get to the point where I can limit the amount of time that I'm spending talking to you via text. And that sounds kind of like
But no, I understand shady, that though.
But I just want to make sure that I'm not overindulging in you. And I'm not giving you too much. Because I can just keep going. And that's another reason why I'm not in a relationship. Because when I first start talking to somebody, I find it hard not to want to be, you know, kind of in a honeymoon phase. Like, I enjoy being around people.
You like to be not around people, but you like the thought of somebody who not, like, likes you, kind of.
Yeah. Me and yeah. I like when I'm with somebody, I just like being around them. I want to make sure that I'm in your not all the time. I don't have I don't have to be around you all the time, but shit, you know,
yeah,
if we kicking it, then we kicking it. And the thing is, I'm not the type of person who, when we together, we have to be doing something extravagant. If I'm chilling with you at the house and you could be playing the game and I could be watching, I could be playing, doing whatever I'm doing.
I am the same.
I don't need that much attention. I just enjoy being around somebody.
I understand that. I feel that too. Like, I've had relationships where, like, I've been with gamers and shit. And, like, okay, I do the game, but, bitch, I don't do the game the way you probably do the game.
Exactly.
So, bitch, I can sit there and watch it and be entertained at the same time. So, I feel you on that for sure.
So, where do you usually go to meet people, like, for dates?
So, What do you mean go to meet people? Like have a date that's planned? Do we go somewhere?
I mean, no. Well, like, where do you go to find somebody? Like, how do you date? Like, fine. Okay. Find a date. Like, period.
I get more play person to person at a bar.
At a bar? Oh, well, yeah. Drinks are flowing.
Like, I get more.
I do. Well, I don't know. Mostly, yeah. Mostly, yeah. I get a lot more attention. Like,
yeah, out. More. I get more play. At a bar, and usually it's
the trades.
It's no. It's not the trades.
No, it's not the trades.
Well, it used to be.
It used to be the trades.
But it's just like I don't know.
At this point, that's what's pinging on my radar all the time. Trade.
I'm so over them. I am so over them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get more. Especially not now, because bitch, we in fucking quarantine pretty much.
So you just been cobbled. You have been
doing shit. I ain't been doing bitch, but I ain't been doing shit for a minute because it just so happened I had took that break from what September to December, and then once when I was starting to get back out in February, this bullshit happened. So right when I was chilling and I was like, okay, I'll be back out here, bitch. So give me a little piece of something.
Celibate, huh?
You know, hey. It'll be nice and bright for the next one.
Hello.
Hey, so if anybody looking, it ain't been used. Let me stop.
Oh, shit.
Let me stop.
I hate you.
I'm playing too much.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert when you go out?
I like to scan the room. So in the first part, I might be a little quiet because I kind of want to read the room and know where I am so I can kind of, you know. But when I'm out, I'm an extrovert. For sure.
You know what? It took me... I am... an extrovert naturally, but it took me a long time to be like that when I was out.
Yeah.
Like, on the drop of a dime. It took me a while to, like, be able to get used to people.
Y'all don't know, bitch. I used to have to drag Des to come out.
It's just
because... Drag him.
It was just like, ugh, why do we have to talk to people? Like,
yeah.
Are people going to be standing around us? Like, yep. I just didn't. I don't like the. I just didn't like the initial. I don't like small talk, y'all. It bothers me. I don't like having.
Yeah, you don't know how to deal with it.
I don't know how to. And at a certain point, y'all, I wasn't talking. I wasn't talking to a lot of people. It would just be me and Terrell having some playful talk, and that's anytime we would go out because I used to radiate standoffish bitch. And Terrell, people just didn't like Terrell for some reason.
No. Well, people liked me, but people knew, look, you know, tread lightly,
at,
bitch.
When we was at the bars, we just looked like bitches. And then we looked like bitches. A couple, so that was another reason that people didn't.
A couple of them looked like bitches.
Yeah.
And that's why at one point we was like, if we want to find somebody, we can't go out
together. We can't go out by ourselves.
Because
we need to start bringing other people.
We either look like we bitches or like we fuck.
Yeah.
So, and people will come up to us and be like, so that's y'all? I'm like,
no. Jesus. Oh. That's why everybody been looking at us like this.
And then the one time we did try to act like we was together because a dude was trying to get
oh my
you.
God. This nigga was not. Y'all, so
bitch,
we down,
poppy.
Down to the Crocker, y'all. Picture it. At Sunday
bar,
fun day.
Gay bar.
Gay bar. I'm wearing a hot pink dashiki, some pink shorts. Never forget the fit.
I don't know what I'm wearing.
I have my hat to the back. Terrell's. Okay, so we just out. We having a good time.
Out
at Crocker Bar. And there's this light-skinned dude who's a dreadhead. He's an older fellow, y'all.
Older.
He looks like he listens to DJ Quick and drives an Oldsmobile.
He got
to
be by
with the, 41. I mean, I'm talking about the blue exterior and the blue interior.
At the same damn time.
I mean, no, that's the type of Oldsmobile this nigga looked like he had. And I was like, oh, no, I can't do nothing with you. So I'm dancing, y'all. I'm drunk, so, you know, I'm letting it loose. Ass is moving.
Yeah, I know just the story that we did last week about him trucking on them people furniture. He was doing the same thing at these people club.
Basically.
But and it was packed. It's not a lot of room. It's a lot of niggas in here.
But I'm tearing this motherfucker up, y'all.
Yeah.
Tearing it down. Yeah. They should have been able to call the laws on me because what I was doing was illegal. Huh?
Too much.
Throwing that ass.
Can't stop him either, though.
Back up. Cannot Don't touch stop me. Him. Get your hands off MC Deborah.
Exactly.
But anyway, this light-skinned man is trying to dance on me, y'all. Dance behind me. And I'm like, no, this is my boyfriend. I'm grabbing Terrell. And he is not giving
a
fuck.
Not giving a fuck.
Not giving
he
a fuck.
He not buying it.
Nope.
And I think in his mind, he was like, well, if this nigga, his boyfriend, he gonna have to come at me. And I was like, boy, it ain't even that serious.
Basically, because you know, sometimes when you tell a nigga, because even when I'm fucking with a nigga, and he be like, don't you got a boyfriend? Be like, oh, never mind. You can't fight. Just save it. I knew I couldn't. I can't fuck with you anyway.
So
you don't sound fearless.
Old boy was persistently
put his
on
name days. On my, in my phone.
Everything.
Put his name in my Instagram.
The old boy was so good. He tried to get his friend to talk to me. I was like, and then at one point he was like, I can school y'all on some shit. I don't want to scam.
Don't worry about it. I don't want to make $50 into $500.
I don't
want to
boost.
Nope. You can keep it.
I don't want to boost.
You can keep it.
But that's just a funny story about us going out. And
oh, my God. And now the question I was going to ask you, what's the craziest thing that happened on the app? But I don't even want to ask you that because that's the craziest shit that didn't happen to me in real life.
Yeah.
And on the app, though?
On the app?
I don't think I've had too many.
Like, I mean, I have people show they
I mean, but that's gross. But that's just grinder.
And I don't even be asking. That's I don't want to see it.
That's what you call grinder.
I don't. Yeah, that's right. I grew up from that.
You got to start putting shit like that in your bio.
No.
No NSW
don't show
pictures.
Me. Yeah.
I cannot.
I don't want to.
Hit me with something.
Oh, this would be great for you. Fuck me? The rent. Do you have hookups?
Do I have hookups?
You see how things come back around?
You dingy slut.
You see how things come back around? Right. You tried it with me earlier.
Do I have hookups? I hook up occasionally. I do.
But give me like a interval of occasionally.
Occasionally.
Can you give me a
on occasion?
Mm-hmm. Is that not an interval every week? Every 2 weeks? Every
oh no,
month?
It's nothing that simple.
Nothing that serious. Huh?
It's nothing that serious.
Okay.
It's probably,
you want to say like every 2 weeks?
What's every month? If that.
Okay.
But what about you? Oh, you said you
not be enough.
Celibate.
This is some delicate. This is some delicate wish.
Girl,
okay.
Cry.
Anyway.
Girl, cry, and I mean that. Cry tears of whatever the fuck you drinking.
No thanks, I'm good.
So okay, on a serious note though, how does it feel like watching our friends like have kids and get married? Do you feel like
it don't make me feel no way?
And I feel the same way. When people be asking me, they're like, oh my God, like they're like, yeah, everybody's getting married, everybody's like having kids, everybody's in a relationship. Mm-mm. I'm just like, well, that's amazing for everybody.
I've never been like that. Like, all of my friends, other than you, I think right now are in a relationship, like friends that I have that are close to me.
Well, damn, bitch.
And which is whatever. But I've never been. I'm not even a type where like we all go out and they with their girlfriends or whoever. I've never been like, damn. I wish I had somebody to be here with me. Yeah. I've never been like that because I kind of feel like, bitch, your background, it ain't squeaky, squeaky clean. And y'all's relationship is not, you know, all that. So I'm not going to wish something that I don't really want to have. Not saying that relationships are shitty, but
I just don't know what y'all have going on.
I'm good. So yeah. It don't make me feel no way people having kids and getting married and shit. I just don't want people to get married when they fucking 22, but you hoes like to do it. I don't think things like that last for the most part, especially now. But that's my own opinion.
Do you want children?
I do. I do.
I know, me too.
Not now. Not in the next, right, like, it's bitch.
I can't handle it now.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't have the patience now, but eventually I would love to have some little dark-skinned ass
kids.
Yeah,
that would be.
love it.
That would be later. Little. Hoopla! That's a SpongeBob reference.
I want to watch that shit.
What is the longest relationship you've been in?
See, and you know what? This is gonna break the fucking news. I can't really say I've been in a relationship that has been something that I would call a relationship. Like, okay. I wouldn't say it was anything that was sustainable enough for me to feel like it was something that was concrete or that I would call a relationship. Like, I would even go so far as to say, like, I wouldn't even call most of the people that I've dealt with, like, a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They've always just been, like,
somebody who you deal with. Yeah, that's
always how it's been. And I think that's because I'm super guarded and I don't trust a lot of people. And yeah. I don't trust a lot. And it's not even just people. I just don't trust a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. You just gotta always watch what's going on around you. And I'm really big on energy. Everybody is this way, and it sounds cliche, but I'm super serious about it. I'm really big on energy. And I don't ever want to have somebody around me who I feel like I can't trust. Mm-hmm. I don't mesh with.
Fundamental shit.
Exactly. I'm not going to force myself on you. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm dealing with you, if we click, then we can see
organic.
How, exactly. We can see how it moves, but mm-hmm. I'm not moving. If I'm not moving with you, I'm just not moving with you.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense to try to make you it go. That.
For me, my longest relationship, I don't know. I think 2 years.
That's a long time. Relationship.
Actually, it was longer than that. It's like 3 years.
I can't believe it. I couldn't do that. That's like a prison. But
it was like, you know, that's some young shit.
That's when I was in high school. Exactly. Even when I was seeing people in high school together for that long, I was just like, you know, at a certain point, I kind of wanted it. But then I started thinking like, bitch, I could not put myself mentally, because then you're taking yourself from a situation where I only have to deal with my friends and mm-hmm. people that I want to be around. Now I have to put myself in someone else's life. I have to figure out who their friends are, who their family are. I have to figure out how I move with those people. It's so many moving parts. That's why I can't do it now.
Yeah, dating, it's hard.
Is and very
it,
like
it was easier mm-hmm. back then because, well, also I was dating somebody who was a little bit older than me, so. They weren't in high school. Well, during the years they were and they weren't. It was a little bit easier than it would be now, but that's the longest. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
I don't know.
But yeah, about 3 years, give or take.
I can't do that much time. Like I said, that's prison. that's a sentence. Like,
but we had a good time, but you know.
Has it been like, I've wasted time liking guys though. I've wasted so much. And you know what? I'm one of the guys who can say it. I've wasted time liking straights. And I've wasted so much time
on
that. And it's been times that I've been like, now that I see niggas, and I be seeing it, and they be cute. And sometimes they do that little bullshit flirt. And it's just like, damn, I would have wasted liking you back in my prime, bitch.
And I got over that after the third to fourth person I had kind of was with. But I never get, like, gave myself to them, like giving them too much as I already kind of knew.
Shit.
But.
Bitch, I just was dumb though. I was letting stupid shit slide. You was not
very.
I was letting dumb shit slide.
And I was telling him, like, okay, bitch, like, I understand, but damn, bitch, like, you know, you gotta kind of look at it from what it is. Not, you know, if you're gonna have fun with it, because that's all it's gonna be for the other person in that situation. Don't be putting all your eggs in one basket and making love songs and making Easter egg baskets and Valentine baskets and shit like that.
Because it's just that. But y'all, that's the thing. When I deal with somebody, that's it.
I don't. It's not like I. The world must stop when they call and no shit like that. But that's where my energy is. So I don't have time. I don't have time to be trying to play the field while I'm dealing with somebody. Because if that's the case, then I just won't be dealing with you. Mm-hmm. I just, there's no need for me to do it. I'm not gonna put. I don't have that much energy to be giving out to other shit. I'm already spread paper thin, bitch.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So
what's the best way of getting over somebody since you broke up with
me? Get over it. The best
that was
way
deep.
To get over somebody is to get them out of your mind at all, everything. When I break up with somebody or I'm tired of somebody and I'm done, ain't no Facebook, ain't no pictures, ain't no Twitter, ain't no Instagram, ain't no Snapchat, ain't no putting me in a spot that I could potentially be around this person. It's none of that. It is, and you've known that.
Yeah.
When I'm done with a person, I'm not, because the time that you see them after you're done and you're not completely over it yet, it's gonna bring this whole thing up again and you start back from square one.
Yeah.
Every time. So people be like, well, I didn't wanna block him on whatever social media. I'm like, okay, you're gonna continue to see him, and every time you continue to see him, you're gonna be like, oh, well, you know, maybe I should, or hopefully, maybe I can give it a day. Nah, bitch, when you done, and another thing too, when you done, you done. And it takes you to be, you know, you can say you done one day, but when you really, really done on your own, that's when you know you can't, I don't know. When I'm done though. I don't say I'm done. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back to him next week.
Well, most of the time, with me, I think my forgiveness is my biggest weakness, because I am the type to be, but you know, when it like you said, when it hit, and it really sticks, I'm a very forgiving person. I do let a lot of shit slide, but that's just because I try to find what's good in somebody, and especially if because like I said, I give my all in relationships and friendships and shit like that, because I feel like I'm either in it 100% or I don't need to be around you, because I invite people into my personal space, and and I'm so guarded that I feel like if I let you in and you let me in, well, then that's just it. Then we should be able to have an open sense of dialogue. We can talk about shit all motherfucking day.
We can talk about things and we can do conflict resolution and get over shit, and that's fine. I'm not saying that.
I can get past it, but I'm not going to allow, what I'm not going to do is allow you to keep doing the same shit over and over.
That's where I'm at
with
it.
No. Yeah. I'm able to forgive you and then just be like, okay, so thank you.
Yeah.
But now I understand that we're good in this area.
And Maya
Angelou,
how
to move around each other.
Maya Angelou told everybody, when people show you their true colors once, believe them.
Believe them.
So you got one time with me. You got one time to fuck up, and then you apologize to me. We move on. You hit me twice with that shit, and we ain't in no significant bullshit. You done, because I'm going to cut this shit off at the head. So when I'm 2 years deep in it, I'm not going to be like, damn. Nah, bitch, we cutting this shit off at the snake's head.
Right at the top.
Yeah, bitch, I break up with people for small shit at the beginning, because I'm not going to let you do some shit like that I know pisses me off, and I can see you going to do it again. I'm not going to let 3 years go by and you still doing the same shit.
So have you ever been in unrequited love? Like, have you ever liked somebody who didn't like you back?
Oh, yeah. Everybody. I mean, yeah.
Bitch, not everybody.
Everybody has liked somebody who has not liked them 100% back.
Yeah, that period. Has happened to me.
And it's happened to me, and that's another thing. I mean, it happens.
But yeah, it happens. Getting over, but you know what? It takes me a little bit longer to process getting over people, though. Because, like I said, I'm so forgiving. It's hard for me to get to the point where I'm just like, all right, this is it. This has to be it. Like, all right, like, bitch, I go through fucking R&B albums before I'm like, all right, that's it. No more Fantasia 2 weeks notice, bitch. He's gone.
You know what made me get better at that? Is I think that was my mom or somebody who told me, don't ever forget. You can forget what people say to you, but don't ever forget how they make you feel. Mm. And every time I think about, you know, whatever, I'm like, do I ever want to feel that way again dealing with you? No. So I'm just going to cut it, especially if it ain't nothing serious.
It makes more sense.
I'm not going to keep putting myself through that same shit. So every time I just put that in the back of my head. You might forget what they say, but you never forget how they make you feel.
That makes sense.
And there you go on that.
So,
just come on, dropping gems.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. So, we can end it with this one. So, what is something unusual you recommend that everyone try at least once?
Therapy.
Okay.
For that's, relationships.
Is that I'm about to say, is that
but
unusual?
I know that's like, not what you, I don't think that's what you meant.
Now therapy. Good answer. Good therapy. Answer. You the people that I'll be like, this nigga doesn't yell anything.
Okay. You mean in relationships?
Yeah, in relationships.
I this is going to be cliche as well. Knowing yourself, for real.
You because you that. Can't that get. That is unusual nowadays.
You cannot get to know and love nobody else if you don't love yourself. And that might sound cliche, and it's, but you hoes don't seem to understand that. When you broken, you bringing your broken self to a relationship that's going to be broken. Yeah. Both okay, of y'all have to be on the same page of loving yourself, and I'll even go from loving yourself more than you love the other person.
True.
Because when you can't nobody do you like you do you, and I when you have the confidence time. In yourself, you will be able to bring that confidence to a relationship. Yeah. You'll be able to trust, and you'll be able to fundamental shit. So that's my advice for me.
One thing that I would say is, well, that's unusual. I don't know. I can't really think of anything like that. I would try to piggyback off of what you did. But yeah. Let's see. One thing that's unusual. Try listening. Try all okay. That's one thing. Because I know. Okay. I don't say that lightly.
And I have a hard time with that
because
sometimes.
Because everybody has a hard time with listening. Try mm-hmm. listening to what people have to say. Because I feel like I've built so many friendships and relationships around me because I've taken the time out to listen to people and allow them to tell me what's going on with them mm-hmm. and then offer what I have to them. And you know, sometimes it's shit that I don't know and yeah. I can't help you with, but the most yeah. I can do is refer you to something else or, you know, give you my best advice, whatever I can possibly offer mm-hmm. you. As little as it may be.
And your tool of tricks.
So that's what I would mean. It's just listen to people because you never know what people are going through. And that sounds cliche, but it's true. You just really never know.
No.
You really never know. People are able to put on a smile. And it's amazing how people are able to do that. And you can lose them the very next day.
Yeah.
So I think we all need to take time to step back and listen to our
partners. Communicate, listen.
And communicate.
Yeah.
And make sure.
That's a big thing. That is a big thing.
That's unusual for you, hoes. So listen up.
Come on, relationships.
But you know, don't listen to us. We just look, two single hoes out
I'm
on the
single
prom.
Than a motherfucker.
Single than a dollar bill.
Look, I don't know shit.
If you got a homie, let them holler, bitch.
Come on, give me all y'all friends. I know the demographic who listens. Show me y'all friends.
I want a nigga with a wedding ring, bank accounts in the Philippines.
That is not our demographic.
Blank note, take care of things. And we're
so,
back. Let's wrap it up.
We on the wrap up, bitch. Okay. So this week, once again, on Y'all Gotta Know. This week on Y'all Gotta Go, Y'all Gotta Know. What I am going to say is, when people tell you something, consider the source. It doesn't matter if people are giving you advice, or they telling you gossip about somebody, or they talking shit, or whatever. Consider the source. It don't matter. Bitch, you can't tell. I'm not going to take advice from a motherfucker. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, girl, how I get my credit to a 750 and, bitch, you got a 359? I'm not going to ask you because you can't give me nothing. If you can't do shit for yourself, you can't do shit for me.
True.
So what I'm asking you that. Example two, people talking shit on gossip. Oh, well, his shit ain't good. His music ain't popping. Well, bitch, what the fuck you doing? What the fuck you doing? Or are people talking shit about you? Back to that Kaya shit. Like, not even putting it to her, but why does a dog howl at the moon? It doesn't. On shit like that. I'm not gonna come out of my shit, like she said, to come and talk shit to you. But the problem was she fucked up at it. She still came out and talked to her shit about it.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
You gotta be done with it.
It's fucking the dirt. I'm not going to put myself down to deal with you. Bitch, I'm not going to get off my throne to throw tomatoes with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. See, I will break the grass before I let somebody bring me down into their shit.
Period. So when people tell y'all shit or they say shit to you, consider the source. Everybody ain't good body.
True.
So that's it for me on that. That's y'all got to know. Don't let me tell y'all I ain't never told you something. Okay. That's it for me, bitch. I'm kind of drunk. So I'm a little tipsy now. So.
All right. So. For the toast this week, I want to toast to understanding your own strength.
Okay.
And knowing that you can do all things, not only through Christ, but through yourself. Because everything that makes you is you. So you have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. I want everybody to understand that you are stronger than anything that comes your way, anything and everything. So keep your head up, keep moving forward. Shit happens, and the only thing that can stop you is you. Sitting in shit for too long, you'll stop smelling it. So when shit happens, get up, dust yourself off. You got to keep it going.
Come on, Aaliyah, dust yourself off and try again.
Say, dust yourself off and try again. Try again. But yeah, that's all I have to say to y'all is y'all can do anything. Keep your bodies right. Oh, and I lost 4 pounds on keto, y'all. This journey is really fun.
So we're going to hit a toast and we're going to give them our little bullshit.
Yep. All right.
So that's the toast for the week. So that's it for us.
Any announcements, anything?
We like this week, bitch. So what?
Once again. Oh, yeah. Sorry, y'all. We enjoyed our Mother's Day weekend.
Yes. I had a whole bunch of good food.
Yeah, that's what we did. Ooh, so we wanted to give y'all something wrapped in a nice pretty bow.
I go back to work this week, which I'm not happy to do. I kind of am, but I'm not. I need something to do other than this. Not other than this, but...
I'm about to say,
Not other than this, but like, this is the only day that I do shit.
Shit, me too, so, to be honest.
I go back to work on Monday. Come see me. I'm on your outside bar at the job I work at. I ain't gonna put it on here because they got to pay me for my promo. Okay. I think that's it. So follow us at The Shady Brunch on the Instagram. The.ShadyBrunch, excuse me.
Make sure you put that dot in there.
I am @Terrell_TERRELL on Instagram.
And I am @relax.des on Instagram.
And when you listen to us, give us a subscription, please.
Please and gracias.
A nice rating on whatever platform you listen to, Apple or Spotify or Anchor.
We're on almost everything.
Yeah, so do that for us. That would be great. And...
that's all, folks.
So we will see y'all next week.
Peace out, homegirls. All
right, bye.